That's one thing I hope Sally'll never make again.
Oh, yeah.
That corn stick.
Dodger?
Mama, yeah. Mama'd make corn dodgers in turnip greens. No, just don't. And then, egg bread. Have you ever eaten egg bread?
No, I haven't.
Well, this is where you put, I don't know how many eggs you put in it, but it has a little bit different consistency.
What,
And then cornbread, of course, many types of cornbread.
Okay. Now,
Are you familiar with Dutch oven?
With a Dutch oven?
Yeah.
In the side of a fireplace?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well.
All right, now, is that where you used to bake your...
Well, when we came back to the farm in 1916, Papa and I with Batch over there, and he used the Dutch oven a lot then to cook the bread, or I imagine to bake potatoes, perhaps other things.
Well, suppose you have the type of cornbread that just has nothing but cornmeal, salt, and water. What would you call that?
Well, Sally, we that's what we have in it.
That's what the darkies called a hoe cake, because it was baked at one time on a hoe.
On a hoe?
On a hoe.
As a chopping hoe?
A chopping hoe, a flat hoe that has a hole back here where the handle is.
Right.
And they made the fire, and they set that, they put the hoe cake, the water, and the meal, and I think the Confederate soldiers baked it
I'm
that
sure
way.
They did, yeah.
On this hoe, and they just set it on the fire, and that's why it got its name, hoe cake.
I'll be doggone. I heard Mr. Ward talk about a hoe cake, and so did Mr. Gillette, but I never thought, I just thought that was a...
No, that's where the name originated.
See, you could cook that on a spider, too.
On a spider, yeah, on one of those little flat pans.
Yeah.
What about, do you ever remember any kind of cornbread that people talked about just sitting on a board in front of a fireplace? You ever heard any kind of cornbread being made like that? Now, the hoe cake, something like that. You know, cause
on
it, you
a
know,
board?
Yeah, but this would just be like on a board in front of a fireplace.
No, I sure did.
Okay. How about or the type that might just be laid in the ashes? Or any kind
that what?
And a type of cornbread that might just, they might put it in the ashes of a fire.
Yeah. Yeah, that was... Well, I don't remember that they ever cooked, Mama or Papa ever cooked in the ashes. But we'd cook potatoes in the ashes.
Yes.
Sweet potatoes.
All right. Obviously, are there any, let me see, what kind of a corn bread is about an inch thick and it's large and round? You might cook it in a skillet, on the top of the stove.
Well, I suspect that if you got a group together, there'd be a lot of wrangling on that one, because most of our people who are advertising cornmeal for cornbread that Sally and I are noticing, remarkable, they're talking about all this big old thick pone of bread, and I wouldn't have it on bed.
What about the type that's a mush? What do you call that?
Well, Mama never cooked it much, and I think Sally cooked it a little, and she never cooked it much, maybe when the children were small. Called it mush.
Just mush?
Yeah.
You ever heard of any kind that might have been put in a cheesecloth and dipped down in a frying grease? You ever heard anything like that?
Sally, have you ever heard of a corn item like that?
Uh-uh.
That's brand new to me.
Okay, that might be a real old way to... How about, what do you call it, the type that you put a little onion and pepper, green pepper maybe in it, and eat it with fish?
Well, the people in Florida have a name for that, I guess, and we use it a little bit, and I don't even remember the name now.
I got shoes named after.
What?
Like those little suede shoes named after.
Oh, well, the way we get them here, they're about that, like that.
Yeah.
I don't even remember the name.
Would you call them a hush puppy?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah,
right
that's
name?
It.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was just curious. You know what a muck farm is?
Muck farm?
Yes.
I know what it is in Florida.
Yeah, they don't have any here?
No.
Down around the coastal regions or anything?
We may have some down around Mobile in that swamp country.
Okay.
But there's no such thing up in here. Usually, well, if you had looked closely at that spring we were digging out down at the museum with me this morning, you might have seen a something that would indicate what you're talking about. But most of our black lands along the branches and small streams, they are, the stream usually is deep enough it keeps them dry.